Well, so far, the government is adamant. I'm not too sure that there mightn't be a change of tack here. But the Turnbull government is adamant there will be no Royal Commission to the banks. Despite evidence everywhere that the banks' financial advisers and insurance arms have betrayed customers over many years. The banks continue to post, "I'm all in favour of profit." But in the light of the way people are treated and what you're paying for your mortgage, what you're paying for your business loan and what you're paying on your credit cards, these are sickening profits. $29 billion last year. In fact, our banks are the most profitable in the developed world. Why wouldn't they be? Australian banking is a license to print money. How can you lose when you charge people with mortgages more than double what the bank is paying for its money? And they charge businesses up to four times what the bank is paying for its money. And they've got this beautiful position that if you can't then make the repayments, they become a real estate agent and they just take the lot back. So what is the risk component in the interest cost? Because there is no risk to the banks. They finish up owning the joint. And, of course, the banks enjoy the security of knowing that government will step in to save them via the deposit and overseas borrowing guarantees should they get into trouble. These guarantees, or the deposit guarantee anyway, was introduced during the global financial crisis. It's still in place. That's why people shift their money into the banks. There's a deposit guarantee. You won't lose your dough. And the Reserve Bank has now estimated that the dollar value of these sorts of taxpayer guarantees runs into the billions of dollars. A Reserve Bank, quote-unquote, restricted paper, means we're not meant to see it, prepared last year, suggests the effective value to the big four banks of the market's assumption that taxpayers would rescue them in a crisis, the effective value is between 1.9 and $3.7 billion. This restricted paper noted that ratings agencies, Moody's and Standard & Poor's, had raised the credit ratings of the big four banks. Of course, there's no risks. So the credit rating goes right high. Raised the credit ratings two notches because of, quote, perceived government support. And that was worth up to $3.7 billion. Meanwhile, how are you, or the farmers, or the credit card holder, how are you being treated? It's enough to turn your stomach.